and they moved in the limited space between the bed and the wall, between bed and door, between the bed and the window alcove that Kip sat within. Every now and then as they turned, she would see his face. Kip watched the large shadow slide over the ceiling, over the painted wall. He struggled up and walked to the English patient to fill his empty glass. West wind coming into the room. And he turned, suddenly angry. A frail scent of cordite reaching him, a percentage of it in the air, and then he slipped out of the room, gesturing weariness, leaving Hannah in the arms of Caravaggio.